Good morning. We'll call our final meeting of House Judiciary to order and ask our secretary to please take the roll.
Representatives Buckingham.
Here.
Ingalls.
Here.
Feinstein. Gillespie.
Here.
Gilson.
Here.
Lust. Moore. Peters.
Here.
Vanneman. Valley.
Here.
Willitson.
Here.
Hunt. Cutler.
Here.
Madam Chair, 8 are present.
And we do have a quorum present. Move prior minutes, please. Approval of the prior minutes. Moved by Gilson, seconded by Ingalls. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Our minutes are approved. Well, here we are, our last meeting of House Judiciary to consider summer studies. And if any of you have something you want to proffer to the committee, the process is that you move it, it's seconded, you make your remarks, and we vote on it like we would anything that comes before the committee. So does anyone have, I'll open it up to the committee, any offers of summer study? I think there is one by Representative Lust, who's not here to proffer his own let's call it his own. I think he's in a phone conference with a client. If Representative Buckingham would care to announce the Representative Lust move for summer study, I would appreciate that just for discussion purposes. I don't think there's a rule that says when you make the motion you have to support it necessarily.
Representative Lust suggests a summer study into the juvenile justice system, its future, and how to prevent or slow the growing issues we have with juveniles. He'd like to see the involvement of judges, correction officials, and school administrators.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved by Buckingham, seconded by Gilson. Remarks?
I have a question.
Representative Peters.
I guess I have a question, not so much of remarks, but don't we already have the juvenile corrections? Don't we already have a corrections commission for juveniles? And I know Representative Moore is chair of some organization, and I can't remember the...
That's correction commission.
That's correction commission.
It doesn't close the juveniles.
Okay.
But I think what he's looking at...
Representative Gilson.
I think what Representative Lust is looking at is... the future of juvenile corrections, and it looks like the numbers are going to be going up, and where we need to expand into community corrections or, you know, community-based programs and that type of thing. And I think that's a study worth undertaking because, you know, the kids are our future. So
thank you. Other remarks of the committee concerning the Buckingham / Lust proposal for summer study. Representative Gillespie.
I think a lot of the community-based opportunities were lost when corrections was, when the supervision and the jurisdiction of the juveniles were sent directly to corrections once the child was DOC at this position. A lot of those community-based services were lost.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion for summer study? If not, Representative Valley.
Did that talk about also getting into the costs and funding and so that we kind of know where we're at when we're proposing these? I don't remember that it did.
I think Representative Hunt has the proposal in his hand there. And I'll give it back to Representative Buckingham since he's in absentia here of Representative Lust. Representative Buckingham.
What was this?
The question was whether or not the proposal includes a summary of the costs involved in
I guess what I'm saying is we have a lot of, like, for instance, we have a facility in Plankinton, you know, and just wondering if we're talking about the, and not that I'm not willing to pay those costs, but just so that we have an idea of what they are, so that we know what we're shooting for if we want to change something. And I think we should always put in there, you know, is this going to take more juvenile care facilities? Is it going to take some type of different judges? You know, those type of things.
Representative Buckingham, was that included in the proposal that you read?
There's nothing in here as far as dollars or costs.
Then we would have to amend the proposal to include costs.
Madam Chair.
Representative Gilson.
I think it would be worth moving an amendment to check into the cost, because if we do look into expanding community-based, you know, at least daycare, so kids can come there during the day and then go home to their families, there's going to be extra costs involved. And I think it would be prudent to go ahead and, you know, add an amendment to check into the costs of doing such.
Would someone care to move that amendment for Representative Gilson? Moved by Peters, seconded by Gilson. Those in favor of that amendment say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? We will amend the proposal to include costs. With that, if there's nothing further, we'll vote on this proposal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Representatives Buckingham?
Aye.
Ingalls?
Aye.
Feinstein? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gilson?
Aye.
Lust? Moore? Peters?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Willitson?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Madam Chair, 10 ayes.
And that proposal will come out of this committee. With that, is there any other proposal? Representative Gillespie.
Last year we had that mandated task force. It failed on the House floor by 3 votes, I think. And we were going to reintroduce that because a few other states' attorneys had became involved with our local Union County state's attorney and became interested in trying to figure out if we could have an efficient way to collect criminal fines, restitution, and attorney's fees, and perhaps involve the UJS in those discussions to see if there could be an employee or some method of collecting those obligations. One of the things that came to light in my meeting with the presiding judge from our circuit last year, in advance of introducing the mandate of pay last year, was that some judges were garnishing wages to collect some of these financial obligations, which I thought was pretty severe and punitive, especially for families that are having difficulty making ends meet. And so I would ask the committee to support that as a committee bill. Counties are strapped, and are, as you know, county officials are constantly telling their need for funding. This would be an opportunity to try to recoup some of those costs that the county has. And in terms of the drafting, LRC staff needs any assistance with the language, it's right on House Bill 1253 from last year's session, and it's to provide for an establishment of a task force to study the enforcement and collection of financial obligations resulting from criminal proceedings.
Thank you, Representative Gillespie. Is there someone who'd like to move that for her? Moved by Peters, seconded by Gilson. Remarks, Representative Peters or Gillespie?
Madam Chair, the only other thing I'd mention is we had it ready to go this year, and I was out of bills. So Senator Albers had it, and because of the deadline, didn't get it into the hopper. So we would have proposed it again as a mandated task force and decided just to go ahead and offer it as a committee proposal after we missed that.
Thank you. Other questions of the proposal to take the language from prior House Bill 1253 and incorporate that into a proposal for summer study. If not, we'll vote on that. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The secretary will please call the roll.
Representatives Buckingham?
Aye.
Ingalls?
Aye.
Feinstein? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gilson?
Aye.
Lust? Moore?
No.
Peters?
Aye.
Vandeman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Willitson?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
10 ayes, 1 no.
That proposal will come out of this committee as well. Further proposals for... I don't think there's a consent calendar for this one. Sorry, Representative Willitson. Representative Valley.
Point of personal privilege.
Point of privilege.
I just want to thank the chair for doing a good job this past year of weaving us through the many bills that we had. We had more bills than I think anyone else did or close to it, and especially at the beginning of the session. So I really appreciate that, and you kept us on task, and we get to the end of the session here, and we don't have a whole lot of stuff backed up, so I appreciate that. I also want to thank the committee for indulging with me the bills that I had on divorce, child visitation, and custody. It was a long day we had that day, and I appreciate all the work we did that day. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Valley. Well, we are at the point that we don't have any further business. I again, thank you as your committee chair. I've had the honor and privilege of working again with you this year, and I commend you on the honest, straightforward work, the thoughtful work. I know you read the bills before you came to committee. You came with thoughtful ideas, and you made my job as chair all the much more enjoyable and easy, and I really thank you for your service. I want to note Representative Gillespie has served this committee for many years now, and I believe this will be her last House Judiciary Committee meeting, and we wish you well and thank you for all of your hard work and the significant contributions you've always made to this committee. Thank you for that. And we will miss you, and we will miss anyone who doesn't return to House Judiciary next year. People move on. Some may choose not to return. Some may not be allowed to return via the election. Some may move on to other things with, you never know what the exact composite of this committee will look like in the year to come. But it's been some of the most enjoyable work I've had to do in the legislature is here in this committee. And I also want to tell you that I think you did your work in a very nonpartisan and fair manner, which should be the nature of House Judiciary, particularly the criminal laws and the suggestions that we hear. They have, probably the most kind of impact on the real people of our state, and the family law issues that you gave long and thoughtful consideration to, as those impact the families of our state. And the civil laws that are brought to you for change, because those impact the practice of law and really the atmosphere of business in our state. So sometimes you had a hard job, and sometimes you had to get up extra early. And we hope for the future that Representative Lust has figured out the difference between AM and PM. And we wish him well in that. With that, I think there is no further business of the committee. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I think we'd all like to echo Representative Valley's comments. And then I think add to it, thanks to the LRC staff, because without them, our jobs would have all been a lot tougher. And they sure did a good job in keeping us on track and keeping things rolling for us.
Absolutely. I want to thank Vice Chair Hunt for taking the gavel for me of the many bills I ended up sitting in that chair for. And Ruben, how many years has it been that you've been working? How many? 37 for the record. So, yay! And I want to thank our secretary, Linda Dugard, who's helped us so much with the hard work that we've had to do and keeping us on the right track, and together you have just really helped our committee get through the business that we've had to get through here. So our thanks to both of you. I want to acknowledge our pages who are with us today, and you are?
Kelly Wismer.
Kelly?
Caitlin Howard.
and Caitlin. And where are you from?
Britain.
Groton. And Groton. Well, welcome to House Judiciary. You've kind of gotten here on the tail end of our business. And thanks to our interns who have served us so well. I know we've all kept them very busy, too. So, seeing no further...
Thank you, Madam Chair, very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My pleasure. With that, we've concluded our business. The chair entertains a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Peters, seconded by Buckingham. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.